ABC Radio Australia.
The smallest of the football-playing nations in the Pacific, Tuvalu, are hoping that Fiji will come to their aid as they look to press a fresh case for being accepted as a full member of FIFA. A successful bid would enable Tuvalu to compete in the World Cup, but in the meantime, the team have just completed their first international tournament outside the Pacific, way on the other side of the world. The FIFA World Cup is almost upon us, but over in England, the CONIFA World Football Cup has already been won and lost. CONIFA is the governing body for football associations that sit outside the FIFA family for all sorts of reasons, and in the case of Tuvalu, size is the issue. They're just too small for FIFA right now, without a stadium or enough hotels to meet required standards. But no team is too small for CONIFA, hence the invitation to London to take part in the alternative World Cup, where Tuvalu came up against sides from Europe, Asia and Africa. After some heavy defeats, Tuvalu were on course for a win against Tamil Eelam before they shipped three goals right at the death to lose 4-3. Then, in their very last match, a friendly against the Chagos Islands, they romped to a 6-1 victory. The president of the Tuvalu FA, Sosiala Tinalau, says he was very proud of his team's efforts.
We're very happy because we end up winning the last game of the tournament. I knew that the boys have learned a lot. They've learned they shouldn't relax, you know, especially when somebody kicked them and then, you know, they stop. They also learn how to play on the artificial turf. It's so different.
Ola Bjokovol is the publisher of the Football in Oceania website, and he was in London to watch the Tuvalu team in action.
I think they fared as well as you could have expected. They came to London just days before the tournament, so there's probably some jet lag, at least for the first game. And they played two very strong European teams who both have players regularly playing in good leagues in Italy and in Romania. And with that, I think they did well against them, despite the heavy losses.
But does the football writer believe Tuvalu's appearance at the CONIFA World Cup will have turned heads at FIFA?
I'm not sure if this really helps in any way, shape or form, to be honest, because I'm not sure if FIFA cares at all about what anyone outside of FIFA does. But I like to think that it has helped create awareness that they're struggling to get into FIFA, that the common man has taken a bit more notice than they normally would.
Whether travelling to London has helped or not, Sosiala Tinalau says his country have definitely not given up on joining the FIFA family one day, and now he's looking to Fiji to provide a way forward as a neutral venue where Tuvalu could play regional and World Cup qualifying matches.
I think there's a new strategy that I would like to pursue, to talk to our neighbour, Fiji, if we could use their turf as our host country. They are FIFA member, so I hope that would be a strategy to pursue, and then we can submit our next bid.
I don't see any reason why they couldn't. In Europe, you have Gibraltar, who play their home World Cup and European Championship qualifiers in Portugal because their stadium isn't good enough. By that logic, then yes, that should be a thing that they could make happen.
In the meantime, Tuvalu are considering a plan to take the team to the Netherlands, and they're hoping to play a Pacific derby match against their near neighbours, in Pacific terms at least.
Oh yes, I think we're going to play against Kiribati, and I'm not too sure about our aim to also come to the Netherlands. We are still in negotiation stage, maybe on the books, yeah, training camps in the Netherlands. And hopefully we can scout more players from New Zealand, because we have a diaspora living in New Zealand, and also in Fiji.
And the hope is the match against Kiribati can be played this year and quite possibly in Fiji before Tuvalu travel to Samoa to compete in the Pacific Games in 2019.